Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pajes breaks his back. Kirk Ring gotta find it. Throws to the plate. Oh my goodness! He throws it away, and the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win.
Yeah, I watched the football last night, but man, was that a playoff baseball game last night! The Dodgers on just an absolutely horrific play for the pitcher, the relief pitcher, Orion Kirkering, in for the Philadelphia Phillies. Two out, bases loaded, and a ground ball back to him. He sort of botched it, but still had plenty of time, if he had shown some calm, to pick it up and throw to first, as his catcher was indicating, throw it to first. Instead, he went home where he had no shot to get the runner, even in a force situation, and the throw was, to say the least, errant. And the Phillies season comes to an end. The Dodgers move on. That's one of those moments in sports where I don't care. Actually, I do care. And I certainly recognize that if you are not a Phillies fan because you think there's this rivalry between the Nats and Phillies, I don't really see it that way. And I guarantee you Phillies fans don't see it that way. But, and you are rooting for anything to happen badly to the Phillies, or you don't like Harper, or you don't like Turner, you know, ending up there, or you don't even like Schwarber ending up there. But that is one of those moments where if there's an empathetic bone in your body, a sympathetic bone in your body, Orion Kirkering, the pitcher, who completely panicked and cost his team a chance to extend its season, or at least extend the series by another game. Heartbreaking moment last night in sports, and the drama of the pitch by pitch in an extra inning playoff game where one team, it's even better when both teams are on the verge of going home. But I really think it's way up there in sports. It's way up there with NHL playoff overtime hockey, where, you know, at any moment it can end. And it's the same thing in baseball. When you get to that moment, the next pitch, it can be over, unless it's the top of the inning. But even then, it'll feel like if it's over. I'll tell you the big three. Harper, who's been one of the most clutch performers in sports over the last 5 to 6 years, came up super small in this series, as did Trey Turner and Schwarber, except for one game, the game they won. They're out. This was the pitcher, Orion Kirkering, who had done a really good job until he didn't.
Shit off my foot. Just kind of.
Did you hear them calling, telling you to go to first at all, or were you just in the moment that you wasn't even?
Just in the moment.
Yeah.
Can you see JT pointing in that moment, or is it just kind of looking up?
Just kind of looking up. Just be ready again.
I mean, a lot of guys have been waiting
for one time to come. It's not my fault. But just that opportunity to score.
Anyway, we'll dump out of that. That was Orion Kirkering, the pitcher, kind of there to take all the questions, and they kept coming for a while. Good for him, but that is going to be tough to live down. Hopefully he gets another opportunity, because that's one of those that'll be replayed. And with that fan base, they're pretty relentless. Tough night, by the way, for Philly fan. That does not make my heart break overall. That is one of those nights where you can say, well, yeah, we're 4-1 in football, the defending champs, and we're in the second round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. We're your teams. It's still a bad night. The Phillies ousted, and then the Giants trying to bounce back last night. The Eagles trying to bounce back last night, excuse me, in New York, in the Meadowlands, against the Giants, and it didn't go well.
Kirk throws. Intercepted. Picked off all the way down the sideline. Cardale Flott inside the 30. Out of bounds. Deep in Eagles territory.
That was pretty much it. The Eagles were down 27-17 in that moment early in the fourth quarter. And Jalen Hurts threw the first pick. He's thrown in like 320 passes. But it was a bad throw to the inside shoulder, not the outside shoulder. A.J. Brown versus zero coverage blitz is coming wide open. He not only throws to the wrong guy, and that wrong guy was Jahan Dotson in the moment. He makes a bad throw. Game over. The Giants run the Eagles the rest of the way, 34-17. Philadelphia has gone from 4-0 with question marks to now 4-2 with a lot more. I'm an idiot. I mean, I sat here for 2 days and called the Giants plus the points and said, I think they can win the game outright. I played them, obviously, plus the points. I did not play them on the money line. I don't know what I was thinking, Max, because how many times did I say I think the Giants are going to win this game this week?
So many times.
And then I didn't play them on the money line. And what's worse is I played them plus the 7.5, but then I played the under, which basically was over almost at halftime.
Instantaneously.
Yeah, so I lost juice last night on a night where I felt like I had pretty good clarity on the winning team, or certainly the covering team. Look, the big question for us is, what is the landscape now of the division? What does it look like to all of us? But let's talk briefly about the Philadelphia Eagles. They're in a world of hurt right now. They've been here before, okay, just so everybody understands. Last year, they were 2-2. Now, they had a lot of injuries last year. And last night, by the way, no Jalen Carter. And Lane Johnson played, but played hurt. They've been banged up a little bit here recently. But last year, if you recall, they were 2-2, and they beat the Cleveland Browns at home in Week 5. In a game in which Sirianni started jawing with fans and they got booed at the end of the game because it was such a hideous game to go to 3-2. And then they started to get it together, and then all of a sudden, like a month later, they had the best defense in football, and Saquon Barkley was running through everybody. And, you know, it was then an onslaught the rest of the way, with one exception, of course, the game here in late December that they ended up losing. But they look like they're in trouble. Now, in 2023, they also looked like they were in trouble early in the season. Not early in the season, but when they got to 10-1 and then they fell apart. So they fell apart in 2023, never got it together, mostly because they actually weren't very good defensively. And then last year, they got it together because they were good defensively, and then they became really good offensively with Saquon Barkley leading the way. What will be the result this year at 4-2 and struggling? Now, they do have Minnesota on the road next week after this kind of mini bye after a Thursday night game, and then they get a rematch with the Giants the following week before a bye week. It's very possible in 2 weeks, you know, they've won two in a row to get to 6-2, and they've got a bye week and they're getting healthier, and it's like, all right, here they come. I think, though, right now, and we talked about this the other day, it was my sell on our buy and sell segment. I said, I'm selling the Eagles right now as a team that's going to struggle in the short and medium term part of this season. Now, I don't know what the end of the season is going to look like, because they're certainly capable. I mean, to count them out, I think, is ridiculous. But the problems they have compared to last year's team. Number one, if they're not healthy, they're not anywhere near what they were last year defensively at the end of the season, which really was one of the better defensive football teams we've seen in a long time at the end of last year.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
they're clearly not the same in their offensive line. And Saquon Barkley's results are showing it. Now, I thought last night, I don't know why they got away from the run. Saquon Barkley had 56 yards on 7 carries at halftime, or 8 carries at halftime. And in the second half, he ended up with 4 carries for 2 yards. That is giving up on the run. And I don't know why they gave up on the run. Now, I certainly understand at the very end of the game why they're giving up on the run, down 34-17. But they actually seemed to have something going last night. And that was their identity offensively last year. They don't have an identity this year. They can't run the football, and they can't throw it. And here come the questions about Jalen Hurts again. What is Jalen Hurts? How many times have we talked about Jalen Hurts? Like, he has been disrespected in a major way when he's played great. And then for some reason, when he hasn't been great, people have come to his defense. Are they going to do that this time? I don't know. He missed a deep throw to Devontae Smith on their first drive of the third quarter when they were down 20-17. And it should have been a touchdown, and he overthrew him by 2 or 3 yards at the very least. On the pick at 27-17, everybody was pointing out after the game, the former quarterbacks, no, it's zero blitz. Here they come. You've got your best receiver in man coverage with the middle of the field wide open, and he wins easily. What are you doing? Throwing an out to Jahan Dotson. So the decision-making in the passing game, maybe the play calling, a lot of the execution, no run game at this point, some internal stuff, which they had last year. They had that last year at 2-2. You know, a lot of talk about Sirianni. He's in trouble. Will he actually make it to the bye week? That was the talk last year. The NFL, we know, changes week to week. But right now, the Eagles have lost 2 in a row. They didn't look that good getting to 4-0. And the NFC East appears to be very much in play. Here is essentially the average of 3 sports books, all right, that I took from this morning on the NFC East updated current odds. Philadelphia is still the favorite to win the division, but barely. They're at minus 118 on average. Washington's at plus 165. So Philly is still the favorite, but a much slighter favorite to win the division. Of course, Washington with a win Monday night is tied for first in the division. The Eagles with the Cowboys with a win Sunday in Carolina would then be a half game back at 3-2-1. And don't look now, but the Giants, with a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back, are developing a toughness and an identity. They can run the football. They can run the football 11-on-11 with their quarterback, and they can rush the passer. And they could certainly be better at this point than 2-4. They were a 64-yard field goal away from beating Dallas in regulation in week 2. And the truth is, last week against the Saints, even though the Saints won and they covered the 2.5, it was 5 turnovers that did them in. They were with maybe only 3 turnovers, they probably win that game. But you can't turn the ball over and expect to win. Now, they've got Denver on the road next week. They've got the Eagles after that, the Niners after that. But the Giants, I think we called this early in the year, they're going to be pesky. I don't know that we saw it with Dart and with Scataboo, who, by the way, runs like, you know, he's apparently nuts. There are some great quotes from his teammates, all of them saying that he's absolutely a lunatic and that he's just loud with everything. You know, running back meetings, team meetings, he'll just start screaming in the middle of them. He's insane, apparently. We saw it at Arizona State last year. But God, does he run hard. He runs so hard, and with his head as a lead, you wonder how sustainable it is long term. But he is a competitive, bad, you know what. and they've got some players on defense, and they're not even healthy. Here's the biggest, if you're a Giant fan, I think the biggest, you know, miss this year is you don't get 14 games, would it have been, when Russ got benched? 14 games of a rookie quarterback with Malik Nabers, a second-year wide receiver, for the development and the chemistry. Because Malik Nabers, pound for pound, is the best player on the team. Although, Dexter Lawrence is close. Giants have some A players, man. They really do. NFC East, it seems to be in play. 301-230-0980. Who you got in the NFC East? I'll give you my answer. Max will give you his answer. We want your answer. Phone lines are open. And there was one other thing about last night's game that, once again, I think reinforces a major rule change coming in the offseason. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.